flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Captain Mike Gallo may know something about that. Do you, Mike?
Yes, sir. The 14 months for the price of 12 is still ongoing during the boat show season.
Very good. Mike, I got a couple questions for you. One from the audience. They want to know about seeing any submergent grass in the Chef Wrigley's area. He said he was felt like he was fishing in a mud flat.
Well, last year's low Mississippi River had higher salinities than normal, and that killed off a big, huge portion of our submerged aquatic vegetation. Usually it takes about 4 parts per thousand salinity, and that grass starts to die out. So I would think this year, as we get more daylight, you know, longer photo periods, I would certainly think that grass is going to start to slowly come back. I have not seen much of it myself.
Yeah, that's so important. The other thing, Mike, the Ides of March, do you recall that being a time, the 15th of March, supposedly, you know, when they warned Caesar and didn't turn out too good for him with his buddies? But I remember fishing with Dudley, and we always look forward to the 15th of March because that was when the big trout sometimes would show up along the bridges, the trestles and the I-10 twin span over there near Slidell. Is that still talked about, or do people look forward to catching big fish there, or is that another thing that's gone the way of so many things we've lost in coastal Louisiana?
Well, I don't hear it spoken about much anymore. I can tell you that I made several trips to the bridges this past week, and it's typical. It's March, that's for sure, because one day we catch them really good, you know, maybe move two or three times before you found them, and then it would be a steady pace. I wouldn't say it was fast fishing, but every 5 minutes you'd catch a keeper. Mm-hmm. So just kind of squat, and we'd end up with 30 or 40 trout. The next day, you go to the same spot, and you're working hard to catch 15 or 20. Of course, you give up on that spot after an hour and bounce all over the place. So it's March, and they're certainly moving around. We did catch one trout that was approaching 20 inches, was right at 20 inches, a little over 3 pounds. So, you know, maybe Ides of March, if you consider a 3 pound trout to be a big one, then maybe that's still in act.
That's a big one these days. Mike, I'm looking at the Lake Pontchartrain temperature. It's around 68 degrees. How does that change lure presentation, if at all?
I tell you what I look at, Don. I would, and I got a little bit more insight because I was looking at some of the stomach content of some of the fish that I cleaned. And the main two things that I saw in the stomachs were rain minnows or baitchovies and pogies. And both of those, they have different profiles. One's a long, skinny profile, and the other one's sort of long and has a taller profile. So your lure selection should fit one of those two profiles, especially if you see rain minnows or pogies in the area that you're fishing. You certainly want to match the hatch. And I would think a moderate presentation. The fish were definitely on the bottom. I didn't catch anything as I was just reeling. You know, I would throw my jig out, let it sink 3 seconds and reel it back. Maybe throw it back, let it sink 5 seconds and then reel it back and try different heights in the water column. They were definitely on the bottom where we were fishing. Overshells certainly helped where we were. But when I do catch one, I want to see, does that fish come to the surface and shake his head? Or is he just kind of cold and stay below the surface and more lethargic. And they were up on the surface and shaking their heads. So that tells me they're fairly aggressive. You could try different lure presentations until you figure out what works for you.
You know, Mike, it's amazing, and I think a lot of people leave fish thinking they're not there or they're not biting simply because they don't explore enough combinations of technique. And what I mean by that, you know what happens. Sometimes those fish are hanging tight behind those poles. Sometimes they're in front of the poles. Sometimes they might be 20 yards in front or behind the poles. And you just got to work it and give it every angle you can think of and every method you can on each pole as you're moving down until you find the right combination. And when you do, then you just stick with that, and that's when how you fill up a box with fish.
Right. Well, that's the fun part of Lake Pontchartrain, sort of cracking the code for that particular day as to what they want. And that's one of the reasons why I look at the stomach contents. If it'll give me an idea what they're already feeding on, then I can make my lure for the next day's trip close to what I've seen in their stomachs.
What's been the hot bait? You know, the Deadly Dudley's work, and, of course, the Chaz's bait, too, What's his again?
Matrix shad.
Yeah. What combination color and bait has been working the best?
I've been using mainly light colors. I've been using the Berkeley Gulp, mm-hmm. and I like white or a blue moonish type of color. I'm trying to mimic the white the rain minnows, which are long and slender. They're almost translucent. Kind of have a white stripe down their side, or I'm trying to mimic a pogie, which kind of has a white belly and more of a grayish top, and they have a taller profile. I've been mainly fishing with those two. I'll start out with my 3-inch lure, and if I'm getting strikes but I'm not hooking the fish, I'll actually have a pair of scissors on the boat, and I'll cut that lure down to 2 inches or 2.5 and sort of change my profile just a little bit. Of course, I'm fishing it on a drop shot. I like fishing it on that inline drop shot. Works really well for me.
All right. Sounds good. Michael, thank you so much for the report. Hopefully people will take it to heart and help them catch some fish. If in the meantime they want to get in the boat with you and even get a closer look at what you're doing and how you fish, I know we call you the forensic fisherman sometimes, they can reach you on my website. We got a nice link to yours. Tell them how to go there direct and what that phone number is if they want to give you a call.
You can find me, like you said, on DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. My website is AAofLA.com or the reliable telephone 985-781-7811.
All right. Dial that number up and talk to Captain Mike, and we'll talk to you again next week. Mike, thanks for that report.
All right, Don. We'll talk to you then.
All right. There he goes, Captain Mike Gallo, our born-on-the-bayou guy.